The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, we ask you. He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. When my younger brother, Joey, was about 5 years old, he was watching my mom as she put some, "No, honey, you don't know what you're asking for. This is too hot for your little tongue. You don't want this." He goes, "Yes, I do." And as he became insistent, my mom became more insistent, saying, "No, you don't." Finally, with his insistence, she said, "Okay. Open your mouth." She took a spoonful, small spoonful of horseradish, put it in his little five-year-old mouth, and he promptly swallowed it. His eyes got very big, and there was silence. My mom said, "Do you like it?" He nodded yes. "Do you want some more?" He shook his head no. Inside, we knew he was dying. Today in the gospel, James and John, they're bold. They are so bold. And they come to Jesus with this request. That Jesus, in your glory, that we may sit one at your left and one at your right. And Jesus says to him, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink? Or be baptized in the baptism which I'll be baptized?" And they said, "We can." Jesus is like, "Okay, you will. You will. But to sit on my left or my right, that is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it is prepared." The disciples clearly reveal that it was such a rookie move on their part. To be so bold to say, "Jesus, we want to share in your glory," not knowing what that would mean. But they have this desire. There's something in their opportunity to speak to all the disciples of what it means to follow him, what it means to share in his glory, what it will call for. And it's going to call for a death. A dying to oneself. And you know, I think it's the heart of every vocation, is to reflect Jesus' sacrificial love. Every vocation is to mirror what Jesus did for us. How many people are married here? Just raise your hands. Okay. There's some here who want to get married and someday will be married. Some of you may be engaged. When you say, I do, what is it that you're promising to do? This is important for our lives to really be authentic. We got to know what it is that we're agreeing to. The disciples would find out what it meant to really follow him. What you're saying when you say, I do, is you're saying, I promise before you, Lord, that I will die to myself for the love of my spouse, for the love of my family. I will die to myself. The rest of your life is just deepening that and living that out. St. Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man fully alive. The glory of God is man fully alive. How is it we become fully alive? It is this transformation to become like Jesus. To be moved by love, to sacrifice for love. John Paul II called it the law of the gift of himself for another. We can't do that on our own power. And Jesus continues to give us the strength, not just an example from the outside to follow, but an example from the inside to be transformed by. At every Mass, this Mass, we come to this Mass, I come to this Mass, and he never holds anything back. He pours out his love into my heart, into my soul, into my bloodstream. And so he does for you. He gives us, again, not just an example from the outside, but an experience of his love on the inside so that we can be changed. Let's pray for the grace. This is where we get bold. The disciples did not know what they were asking. We know what to ask for. Lord, that I may love heroically like you. That you may move my heart by the outpouring of your love into me, that my cup might be overflowing. That my heart is moved, driven, to pour itself out for the love of others. And in doing so, Lord, may I share in your glory. And may your glory shine through me. The glory of God is man fully alive. Let's ask for that grace that he may make us fully alive. Amen.